I am old enough to remember the Motel 6 commercial where Tom Baudette said the famous line, "We'll leave the light on for you." It was immensely popular, perhaps because it evoked an image of safety, comfort, and acceptance. If you've ever stayed at a Motel 6, the actual place probably didn't produce those feelings, but everybody loves the idea. A nightlight as a child, the outside light for the returning traveler, the kitchen light for the late-night worker, the bathroom light for us older folks. They all say, "Welcome. I missed you. We love you here. You are safe." In theaters, a ghost lamp is left on stage when the performance is over and everybody has gone home. There are undoubtedly some practical reasons for this, but those who make their living in the theater will tell you that aside from chasing away any lingering ghosts, it is a remembrance of past performances, lost players, and great talents. In the end, it is a light of love. To me, in my faith journey, our church has always left a light on for me. As a child opening the faith door in Sunday school, a preteen exploring the deeper regions of our denomination in confirmation class, college years looking for the same light in my university town, but not exactly finding it. Married in the church, moving away, and returning 10 years later, and there it was, still on. Now, so many years have gone by, many light bulb changes, but still, it welcomes. It is safe and says, "I love you." A weary traveler feels the embrace and is so grateful that somebody left the light on.